open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And so I started attending these night classes just to sit in on them. And they were so inspirational, bringing out a lot of detail in the scriptures that I didn't quite see the first time around. And of course, every time we walk through God's word, he's always speaking to us. And there's things that, you know, come up. And it's like looking at a diamond, and depending on how you turn the diamond, it kind of glistens and shines in different ways, but it's still the same source. And that's the scripture. It's you revisit these texts over and over again, and there's a lot of things that we can take away when we try to understand the character of God. So I decided after we got married, that lady who got me involved at this Bible study is now my wife. And so we got married about 2012. And after teaching for about a year, I started classes over at Knox Seminary, where I just really fell more in love with God's word. And that got me interested in ministry, in a formal sense. Even though I was teaching during the weekdays, I would then use my weekends, and I would fill in for pastors in their pulpits when needed, and help out in my local church just as a normal person who goes to church. You want to help out where you can. God calls you to serve, and you will know my disciples by their fruit. Again, not because we do things to show off. It's just the natural outworking of saving faith is it just produces fruit, like a fruit tree produces fruit. So after some time in seminary, I felt the call to enter into full-time ministry. And that's something that I also had to talk about with my wife. And she was very supportive of it, to the point where I was able to go full-time to school and graduate. And then when I finished out with my MDiv there, it gave me more opportunity to go around the state of Florida, preach in different churches, and work with a lot of pastors, be interviewed. And so the local church we were a part of down in South Florida was a part of the ARP, not the AARP, but the Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. And it's a great, faithful group of churches up and down the East Coast of the United States, and we are expanding out westward, and they've been a faithful Christian denomination really ever since the founding of the country. There was two groups out of Scotland, missionary groups, that said that there's no king but Christ. And there were the Covenanters, and then you also had what was called the Associates. And the Covenanters went over to the United States right before I think later 1600s, like 1680s. And then also the Associates did the same as well. So this is actually before the founding of the country, during the colonial days. And as they got together in 1783, the Covenanters came under a new name called the Reformers. And then you also have the Associates. So you have the Associates and the Reformers coming together, Philadelphia, 1783, to finally put together this one group of faithful Scottish mission churches that are a part of the Presbyterian group. And ever since, it's kind of stuck together. So we're one of the oldest denominations in the United States. And actually, I feel it's a real privilege, and it's wonderful. In fact, it's humbling to be a part of such a faithful group. Many of these men, I just came off a big synod meeting this past few weeks, and you see these faithful pastors who are just trying to shepherd God's flock. Really, we're called to be under-shepherds of the great high shepherd, and walk through the Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, coming alongside God's people, helping them grow in their love for Jesus and his word. And so I was ordained into the ministry about 5 years ago, and was called up to Vero Beach, where uniquely, when my wife and I were married, our honeymoon was in Vero. Who would have thought that 7 years later, I would be helping out and serving in a church at Morning Star here in the South Vero area. And it has been a blessing It is wonderful. There's a lot that goes into ministry that I've been learning even to today. There's a lot of things that seminary doesn't prepare you for. So, but it's been a great season, and I'm just thankful to serve the Lord in this capacity. But I'd like to remind all the listeners right now that ministry is not just something that a priest does. Ministry is not just something that a pastor does alone. Ministry belongs to the people of God in the same way that the church is not a building. The church is a people. Yes, we gather together. Hebrews says that we should not neglect the fellowship of the saints. And let me encourage you, if you are not attending a local church, please find a local biblical church that preaches God's word and get involved and gather together, because that's what we are called to do. Even the Greek word for church is the word we called ekklesia. There's a word that we also use when we try to study pastors and associates and different ministry departments. It's called ecclesiology. And how do we do our sacraments? How do we do our baptisms? How do we have our hermeneutics? How do churches relate to other churches? This is all called ecclesiology. But the word ekklesia is really two partitions of a Greek word, ekklesia, ek meaning out of, and klesia is called. And so we are called out, all of us as the people of God, to share God's word, and so we gather together. And so so I got to be a part of the ARP, serving as a minister, and Martin Luther, one of his famous quotes, and man, this man he's got a lot of great quotes and a lot of good humor. I would recommend several great books about the life of Martin Luther, but when he talked about what it means to be a Christian believer and to be a follower of Jesus, he says that the ministry is not left up to the priests, but that it is the priesthood of all believers. Meaning that all of us are called into ministry. The Lord has a ministry for you. The Lord has a place for you to serve Him in the church. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the missionaries we send out overseas or locally around the United States. It's you and where you serve. In fact, the ministry you're in is maybe where you work, maybe where you live. Maybe the ministry is in your own home as you take care of the kids, or you are ministering to your wife, and even as the wife ministers to her husband. And there are many ways in which we are called to serve. And so it doesn't belong just to pastors. It belongs to the people. So this is a little bit of my story here, and as Rhett will be out for the next few weeks, but we'll be able, through God's great provision of technology, we'll have him Zoom in and be able to talk back and forth. I would also like to take some of these Fridays as we get together, and of course, well, this will be our rebroadcasted out there at different times during the day. But you can hear other testimonies about how people have come to know the Lord. And then also would love to use some of the time also to just simply study God's word alongside you, because you might be asking yourselves, okay, I'm hearing you, Pastor. You felt that you didn't have the joy you were looking for in life. You started going to church. You were exploring what was out there, and you came to realize that it's a message that, well, one, sounds exclusive, and that the fact that Jesus is the only way, truth, and the life, but it is a great message because it's a great promise that Jesus has for us, the hope of heaven, the promise of eternity with God. That's where we get our greatest joy from. In the world of chaos and destruction and despair, we have great hope of what the Lord has for us in the future and now, absolutely. The Lord will help you walk through joyous times even as you walk through tough circumstances. And the Lord will just show himself to you through his word of his faithfulness, even as we walk through tough times. And so now you would say, okay, so now what? What do I do? Well, I would say that for the Christian, it is so important to study God's word. It's so important to have some kind of daily reading. And there's a lot of plans out there. There's a lot of Bible apps. I recommend the YouVersion Bible app. It has great verses of the day and some great reading plans, even some topical ones, maybe geared towards a certain aspect of Christian life that you can go with. But simply just reading God's Word and a little Old Testament, a little New Testament, a little Psalms, a little Proverbs, just kind of working through things little by little and just following the Lord. And as you do that, you'll be able to minister to others. If you've ever been on an airplane, you're probably taught that before you can help the young person next to you in the event of an emergency, you should take care of yourself, put the mask on yourself, so then you can then take care of the person next to you. How can we minister to others if we don't know God's Word? I mean, there's a level of trying to be washed by His Word. This is Christ washes His bride, the church. And so we are to dive into God's Word, and then we are able to minister to others so well. I mean, I got to tell you, there's a number of times where just a little verse of the day, and you find out that particular verse you read that morning is the needed verse for someone you meet that afternoon who's looking for rest in a weary world. Today's Bible verse, just from YouVersion, says, hold on here, just pulling it up. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. This is from Hebrews 4:9. And if you read a little bit more into Hebrews 4:9, it says, so then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Maybe you, the Christian, need to know that when you find Jesus, you can find rest. When you find Jesus, you can be at peace. Why? Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So, over these next few weeks, as we get together and spend time, I would love to have maybe even some call-ins. That would be wonderful. And also just to have you meet with a few other fellows, some men, some women, and their stories about how they came to know the Lord. And we'll do that each and every week that we meet. Again, this is your host, Pastor Trevor Rayborn, and you are listening to A New Day, where Christ is King, and God's Word endures forever.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free. Jesus died for me. Yes, He died. child of God. Yes, I am.
make some noise. Come on. We've come to give him glory tonight. We've come to give him honor. We've come to give him praise. Can you open up your mouth and scream in here? I said, can you open up your mouth and scream in here? Here we go. We sing.
Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
We'll be right back. promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Yeah, your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may,
wrecks me, who will protect me? When my fear shakes me, who holds me steady? I'm bruised and battered, Lord, I surrender. I'm tired of fighting, be my defender. Jesus.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. There is something just magical about a movie, the ability to be in someone else's shoes without actually risking the consequences, to be able to share some of their joy. A movie can be a little escape from your own reality. We can leave dancing and feeling light as a feather, or even as wise as Solomon. This is the gift of enjoying movies. Recently, I had the pleasure of watching the movie Paul's Promise, starring Ryan Quinn, Linda Pearl, Nancy Stafford, and featuring Dean Cain. This incredible movie tackled issues such as racism, the pain of cancer, and caring for a dying loved one, and the crippling that accompanies a bitter spirit. In movies, the amazing thing is that you become part of the story. I am sure you have found yourself asking what decisions you would have made, how do I think the character should behave, and how would I behave in that situation? You are reacting and passing judgment on the characters as you relate to them. You can watch the characters, and as they make their choices, you can see potential outcomes and learn many life lessons. Maybe that's why we love movies so much. We can test reality in our mind, and then we can come back and apply some of those lessons in our life. Jesus did this when he was using parables to tell stories and teach lessons. He would often use imagery and settings that were familiar to his listeners. Another of the things I loved about Paul's Promise is how it helped us to see how having God as one of the major characters in the story affects everybody in the story. How through pain and perseverance, there's hope. Though someone may be prejudiced, that can be overcome by love. Where there is sorrow, there's also the knowledge of eternal life and the love and perseverance of a parent praying for a lifetime for their child. The Bible says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And the greatest of these is love. Seeing this movie left my heart full of understanding more of God's love and the frailty of humanity. Please pray for Paul's Promise. And if you see Paul's Promise in theaters or streaming at home, you'll see a great example of what Christians working in Hollywood are doing today. Thank you for joining me today. And thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.
Jesus commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else could make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What of the beauty demands such praises? What of the splendor outshines the sun? What of the majesty rules with justice?
God today for our salvation. And the one and only that points us to the Father, Yeshua Ben Elohim.
There is a name I call upon. A name by which I am saved. Salvation is your name. Salvation. Thank you.
Of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
It falls, the water is so mine, soul thirst after thee.